Hey guys, before we jump in, I want to invite you to follow me on socials. You can follow me on Twitter at WhatIWillSayPod, on Instagram at WhatIWillSay, also on TikTok at WhatIWillSay, and of course, WhatIWillSay.tumblr.com will take you to my blog where you can keep up with my day-to-day pop culture takes. If you want to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. Just search WhatIWillSay to access hours upon hours of bonus content, our secret community Discord, and so much more. Or if the Patreon's not for you, you can give us a 5-star rating and a good review, or even just tell a friend about the show. All of those things help us out a lot. Thanks guys, enjoy the show. Well, everybody, welcome back to What I Will Say. This is Cam, and I'm thrilled today to be joined again by Tori, the WOSO women's soccer historian. Welcome back to the pod, Tori.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me back. I saw people asking for part two, and here I am.
Yeah. We've had lots of people have been wanting part two for a while now. And it's funny. It's like there's only so many Sunday nights. That's when I put the pod up. There's only like... I have all these ideas and all this content I want to get out and get out and get out. And then new ideas come. And it's just like, there's really only so many weekends in a year.
We've been busy. And then Taylor, you know, gets up back on her bullshit. And then
Taylor starts doing something. People start doing gay stuff. Things happen. We got to talk about it.
Not to derail, but like, I don't understand why announce the red vault tracks. It's months and months away. And then you don't give us one of the vault tracks.
I don't know. We'll see. But
anyway, but I saw somebody saying, this is not about Taylor, but about back to the WOSO. I saw somebody saying, I need your friend, your WOSO friend back on. I watched my first soccer game and it awakened something in me, I think is what they put, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just felt like my work had been done. I was like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Same. So I know the feeling.
So anyway, when we last left off, we were like, heading through the crashing timeline, you know, and I think we're going to kind of jump in and sort of get the last sort of bit of the timeline. I mean, there was a lot left, so we're going to kind of make it a little more tight, a little more succinct, and like get through like the main story of it. And then we're going to double back and talk about like some Crashland highlights, like just the most fun or exciting moments for Crashland.
Right. Yeah. So I went through and kind of just condensed the timeline just to like fill out just what had happened in their story, basically. Now, if you want to go back and read the whole master post, like, I encourage you to do so. There's a lot of cute moments on there. They covered a lot of stuff in the timeline. Some of the stuff, unfortunately, is like dead links now and stuff gone, but it's still pretty good. Just know that throughout that time, there was a lot of FBI work going in. There's people scouring photos, just looking for reflections. I mean, just it was FBI level work that was done during that time.
We thank those people for their service.
Yeah, we thank them for their service. I remember somebody zooming in on a photo once that there was a brochure on the table that they then saw the logo and went and found that it was a Florida real estate company, so they must be looking at houses. I mean, it was like next level type, analyzing background noises. It was a lot, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about this one is they were all right. Everybody was right. They really were together, you know? So like all the FBI work wasn't just crazy people. It was just correct.
No, it was. So did I jump in?
Let's hop in. Yeah.
Okay. So we left off, I think, last time, 2013, when they were both playing for different teams.
Wait, real quick. Let me say, I feel like just to make clear. And guys, so if you haven't listened to Crashland part one of these episodes, double back, listen to Crashland part one, and then come back and listen to this one with us. Okay.
Definitely. Okay. But yeah, so we were in 2013. They were both playing in Germany for different teams. That's kind of where we left off. So jumping back in there, it is like early 2013 at this point, and the NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League, which is a domestic league in the United States for women's soccer, professional league, was forming, and called back players. That's where you were going to play. If you were a U.S. player, like, you were going to probably come back to the NWSL and play. Just to reset a little bit, too, if you don't follow soccer, it is a little bit different than some other sports because there's, like, kind of two different things. There's the domestic league, which is like the NWSL. There's also domestic leagues in other countries as well. They're like the one that they were playing in. There's in Germany. There's ones in England. There's, you know, there's one in Australia that a lot of people go playing in the off season. So there's those things going on. But then there's also the national team, which is basically the countries pick their best players who they want to represent them at the national level. And then they play games for them. They also play bigger tournaments under that.
Can I ask, since we just had the Olympics, is the national team also the same team that represents us the Olympics, or is that a slightly different?
No, so it's the same. It's the same team. I mean, it could be a different roster pick, though. So there's always different rosters that are going to be picked.
But is like the U.S. women's national soccer team, the one that like go play in, you know, World Cups and stuff, the same, yes, the same organization that also goes and represents us in the Olympics?
Yes. Okay, yes. Cool. Yep. Same organization and everything. It's
how
just,
did we do in the Olympics this year? Did we do well, okay?
We won the bronze. Unfortunately, okay. Allie and Ashlyn were left off the team.
Yeah. I remember you told me that.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. But anyway, so yeah, so we ended up winning bronze. They didn't have the best tournament, to be honest. I mean, obviously, because they didn't pick, you know, our faves. That's why. But no. Anyway, still won the bronze, which was good. But okay. But anyway, just to set that a little bit. So you'll hear me talking about they were playing for this NWSL team, but then they were being called into the national team. That's why. So any questions on that at all? Or does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Okay, cool. So 2013, the NWSL is coming in, and one of the teams in the league was the Washington Spirit, which plays in Washington, D.C., not the state Washington. And that's where they both end up going. They both get allocated to the Spirit. Now, I wasn't around during this time, so I'm not exactly sure how player allocation went, but I know it was a big thing. It's like, okay, this is another huge sign. Like, they're both on the Spirit. Because it was a given that Allie was going to be on the Spirit because she is from the area. She's from Virginia. So that made sense. But then for Ashlyn also to end up there, it was like, okay. And because the national team players kind of had a say where they were, which team they were going to be on also.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, not just a pure draft. They kind of get.
So I don't know, because like I wasn't around during this time, but I think it was like the team. I don't know exactly how it worked. The national team players, I think, had some input on how, and then the teams like drafted from, I'm guessing, the college pool or other professional pool that would exist. Because there were national, or there was domestic leagues before the NWSL that had folded like a couple of years prior. So there were professional team like players. And some of the teams were in those other leagues and then were also an NWSL team. So I don't know exactly how it worked, but I know that it was a big thing that they were on the same team that was like, okay, clearly they did this intentionally.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so then I watched the NWSL that season, but I was not on Tumblr, so I did not know what was going on with Allie and Ashlyn being a couple. I was a fan of the Washington Spirit because, of course, I was following Allie because, remember, I was a fan of Allie's. Right. And so I watched that. The Spirit were absolutely terrible. Last in the league, I think they won a total of like 3 games out of 22. It was a complete shit show. Not good. And when the season was done, I was like, well, I've been following all these games. Like, I was following the players a lot more closely. Obviously, at that point, because I was watching the games, I wasn't on social media of any kind, but I was just like watching the games. You know, you start to learn the players. And I was like, well, I need more. Like, the season's done, like, surely there must be other fans of this. Like, where are they? You know, so I went searching and ended up finding myself on Tumblr.com.
as we all do at some time or another in our lives.
Yes, and this is where I went down the rabbit hole, I guess you could say. A different rabbit hole. And at that time, the NWSL team season was ending, and Allie and Ashlyn were both going to play for a team in Sweden. And this is where I started following them, basically. And I was like, okay, like, are these two together? Like, remember, I didn't know I was gay at this point either still. I was just like, oh, I need more of these women. Never in my life had I ever looked up the NFL season's done. What are these players doing? Like, where are they? Like, never in my life. So, should have been a sign. Anyway, so they both go play in Sweden again on the same team. And this is something common also that it happened more before. It still happens now where some players will go and play in a different league in the off season. They're just on loan there. They'll come back to their NWSL season or teams once the season comes back up because it's not a year-round league. And so they go and play there. And there was a funny moment from this. So that kind of reminded me of a moment in the Swift Brown timeline. So
let's hear it.
Yeah. So Allie does an interview once they get there, and they're asking her, like, you know, how did you adjust to the time? And, you know, like, because it's a big time difference there. And she's like, I got a lot of sleep last night. Like, she was accidentally saying we. Like, who's the we, Allie? Like,
right.
keeping that we in there. She liked to do that a lot. There was another time too, like after they were done playing in Sweden, one of their teammates, when they were back in the U.S., one of their teammates had posted something on like Instagram or something, and she commented something on it like, "Oh, we wish we were there." Like, we, like, who's we?
Right.
You know, this is before they're out. So she would drop the we. Because people didn't, like, know. There's a lot of just posting in the same location. It kind of seems like they're maybe living together, but they might have two different places. So 2014, spring, they're back playing with the Spirit. They're getting called up to the national team at this time. Ashlyn, less consistently than Allie. Allie's consistently called up to the national team. Ashlyn sometimes is, sometimes isn't. So sometimes we'll get some content from them then, sometimes we won't.
Now, can I ask you this? Since Ashlyn is a goalie, is there less opportunity for her to like jump in there? Like, because Allie plays defense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's two or even four positions she could really play if she wanted.
Exactly. And so there's not really, it's hard for the goalkeepers, especially the U.S. has done a terrible job of grooming goalkeepers, even to this day, like up and coming ones. It took Ashlyn a long time to break in. There's a video on it. If you go to the U.S. Soccer YouTube page, there's a lot of really good old videos of them too. But there's one from Ashlyn's first cap in 2013. But it took her forever to finally get her first cap with the national team. Now, she did have a lot of injuries and stuff she went through, but they for a long time just kept the same keepers and didn't change, you know, same thing. And then when
because they're not like getting injured at the same rate. I mean, if a goalkeeper gets injured, it's bad. They do get injured, but like you're not pulling things because you're not sprinting around a field. Like you're not necessarily having as much contact as people. You can if people, or especially if people are playing dirty. But like, so it's just, I feel like you can just throw the same goalkeeper back there again and again and again. And when I was playing, that was my situation. Like even when we played the worst teams in the league, they would just let me stand back there because like, why bother putting anybody else in, you know?
And that's what they did. And so also they can play for longer too. They have a lot longer. They have a longer career because they're not running all over the field. And also when you have Hope Solo, who is like the best goalkeeper of all time, like you're also not going to be taking her out, like, because she's the best. So why are you, you know, you're not going to take her out. Although I would have liked to see them develop, you know, other keepers more in games that didn't matter as much. I mean, they play a lot of friendlies and stuff against teams that, you know you're going to win. You don't need your best goalkeeper in. It's not a tournament, you know, but they didn't really do that. So it was hard for her to break into the team. And then eventually she ended up, there was a point in there where she was being considered as the number one. There was some kind of weird stuff that ended up happening with the coach at that time, that different decisions for whatever reason, a different keeper, Alyssa Nair, who's the number one now, ended up being picked instead. But anyway, that's later on. So they're getting called in. 2014, like I said, it seems kind of like they're living together, but they might have two different places, because I think U.S. soccer, they paid for a lot of the stuff in the NWSL to have the U.S. players be there. Like, they paid their salaries. They paid for them to have housing, that kind of stuff. And so I think that they maybe had two places from that. I don't know. There was always different theories going on, but just a lot of posts in the same place. Like,
so maybe since their housing bills were paid, they did have two places, but they were really always probably together in one.
That's what it seemed like. Exactly. Okay. So people, because some people would use that as like, oh, they're not together because they have two different places. But it's like, well, they're always at the same place though together. So it's like, you know, so it was just kind of, there were just for some reason people who just love to just be obstinate about it. I don't know.
Oh, I know all about those people that just are no fun.
Fans though around this time start to become a little bit more obnoxious. Like, it's becoming very clear that they are a thing, and they're not really hiding it that much. I mean, they kind of are, but also, like, for example, during this time Ashlyn posts a bunch of posts for Allie's 30th birthday, which are documented in this master post, and they are just so, like, I mean, it's very obvious. Those were the posts when I first saw that I was like, okay, clearly they are actually together, because you would not make this post about just your friend. Like,
you bought her like teammate. This
expensive jewelry, and like there's like five different posts about it, and like just these nicknames, and so just like a lot. But
yeah, anyway. I mean, there's this issue where like some people, and this can happen with gay people or straight people, but like they're always under the impression that coming out is like a very special episode because mm-hmm. like that's just kind of how they think, you know, the media sort of trained them that like if somebody's gay, they have to sit you down and have a tearful conversation yeah. with you and tell you yeah. all about it. And it's like, no, sometimes we'll just post about our girlfriend's birthday and people can figure it out, you know?
Exactly.
But I think and sometimes so people get confused. Like people just don't yeah. understand like, yeah, we can pick up on stuff. Like, we're not always right, but sometimes we really are.
Sometimes it's pretty obvious. And right. they, yeah. So fans were definitely being more obnoxious, though, which was kind of like, some were definitely crossing the line. And
that's always
like,
a shame.
Clearly, yeah. And they clearly didn't want to acknowledge it. Like, they were, like, not hiding it, but they also didn't want to come right out with it. Because, and they've said, now that they've been out, like, that they were afraid to come out because they didn't know. They both played for the national team. They both played for the same NWSL team, which later found out also that the Spirit, that who they played for, was kind of a homophobic organization at the time. And so it wasn't really, they didn't know if they would lose sponsorships. They didn't know if they would lose, you know, their spot on the national team. Remember, Ashland's not really stably being called up. You know, it's like you can be replaced at any point.
For any reason.
Exactly. They were still putting their careers first at this point. So there was definitely a lot of like kind of more under the radar type posts. Like if you're looking for it, you can tell, but they're not.
Well, that's what's so interesting to me is that like, it, I mean, maybe I'm just like reading way too much into all of this and just thinking too deeply about it. But like, it does seem like for some of these people who are in the public spotlight, and like, I don't know if you've listened to the Sean episodes, but like, she dated a famous celeb singer who's closeted. Yeah. And there is this need. Sometimes it just bursts out of you. So here you have all this pressure of stay closeted, keep it hidden. You might even lose your job, which every gay person in this country has to worry about that. I mean, there's right. no protections for sexuality at this point in the workplace, I'm pretty sure. And also, I mean, anybody at an at-will state can be fired for any reason without any explanation. So they would just say, well, they, you know, they're afraid to lose their jobs, yet they're still like putting this stuff on social media. And I feel like it is like this, I think for gay people, it's like this decompressor, you know, yeah. it's like this decompression.
You would see Ashlyn doing this a lot too, because I think it was really hard. And she said that it was more difficult for Allie than for her.
To be open about it.
So right. it took Allie longer to like be okay with it, I guess. I don't know. You know, they're just.
And the it's way like, they talk we. About it. I, to me, the energy, and this is something Sean told me, but it's like, you want people to know, but only the right people. So you want like your fellow queers or allies to like pick up on your little signals and like have fun with it with you. And, yeah. but you know, you don't want the team management necessarily to know. And it's, and it just yeah. seems like this precarious. Almost it's like an art, like these signals yeah. that different people send out, and they do, you know, like in this case yeah. You're making it known, but only to safe people.
Yeah, like I think the national team knew, like their teammates knew and stuff, but it was also like they weren't broadcasting it, so it was okay, you know, like I don't think right. they were necessarily hiding it from the national team. I don't know about that. I don't think they're hiding from the Spirit either, like. But they've also always been very professional. They did a recent interview, too, where they were talking about it. And they're like, we were always extremely professional, almost to the point where people were like, OK, you can like relax a little bit, you know,
like you can smile at each other. You know?
Exactly. Because they always wanted to keep it very professional on the field. They're soccer players, you know, at home than their girlfriends. But they have a rule that they never talk about like what's happening home with stuff. Soccer. Like once they get home, they have okay. to once in the car on the way home, they can talk about it. But when they get home, that's it's done. And okay. so I think that is probably what like helped their relationship. But yeah. So anyway, so that was kind of going on. And just like also with the fans being more obnoxious, like anything they did was being scrutinized like under a complete. I mean, you know how it is under a microscope, like any interaction on the field after the game, any hug, any like, oh, are they bite? They're always near each other. Just everything was being analyzed and talked about on social media.
That's where it's so tough, because what is the line of like, hey, guys, be cool. Because obviously, if she's going to go and tweet 5 tweets about all the amazing jewelry and what, how, you know, Pookie Bear or Honey Cakes or whatever her nicknames were.
I don't know what that means, but yeah. their nickname.
She's going to call her princess on social. Yeah. Yeah, people will talk about that. But then, so yeah. how do you talk about it in a way that is like cool? And it's hard because I mean, I do that, right? I'm always trying to be. Diane Agron goes off and kisses girls on her Instagram. And it's like, okay, she wants us to talk about this, but we have to do it in a. We have to be cool about it too. It is, you know, so it's just, it's fandom space.
My thing was always like, yeah, keep it in the fandom space. Like, don't tag them directly. Don't take things to the game. And have them, like, there was one time where they had asked Allie to sign something like Crashland or something, and she literally was so uncomfortable. And it was like, they were not out. This was earlier on. And it's just like, people don't. And I hate to generalize because it's not only younger fans, but it was a lot of younger fans. And I think you get kind of a problem where it's also like in the queer community, like, now there's more things to look up to, but there still isn't that much, not as much as straight people have, like, even by a long shot. So I think anytime you find something, you're like, these people are like me. Like, you just want to be like, so all in.
They're just to get excited about it.
Yeah. Especially when you're younger and like learning that about yourself. And like, so I get that.
This, you know, inappropriate boundaries, that happens with straight people and straight fandom thing, like straight actors or straight people cross lines with celebs. Like, it just happens. And so it's not just like, this is just a shipper problem or a gay shipper problem. We all need to be cool to celebs. They're people too. Just back off. They're human. And keep your weirdness to your weird little fandom space, which there, have fun. That was always been my compromise. Keep it in the fandom spaces. Keep it in the fandom spaces. There. Right.
And then they also would have problems too with like different like trolls on Twitter, like saying that they would always be constantly posting that Allie was cheating on her, that they saw her with these guys, like this weird random shit that was clearly not true. That people, and I don't know if it was like,
that sounds like some homophobia.
To this day, I don't know if it was fans who of one or the other who didn't want them to be together, or if it was people who were like rejecting, or if it was people who were just didn't know what to do with themselves about it, so they were making these things. But at one point, Allie made like an anti-bullying post. Like, they had family members who were being messaged things.
That's awful.
If Allie did a promo during the 2016 Olympics with this like diver, and people were like in his mentions. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And at one point, I mean, Ashlyn would occasionally respond to people on Twitter, which, you know, we've discussed Ashlyn's a more emotional one.
She's a little firecracker.
I remember one time somebody was posting something about them being a closet case, something. She goes, I'm not a closet case, but thanks for your concern or something. And then there was another time where they were like saying something about how Allie was going to cheat on her when she went back to Florida and blah, 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 all this stuff. And then she's like, I'll tell her you say hey when I meet her for dinner in 10. Like, every now and then she would like slap back at them because it's just like... It was so obnoxious.
Some of that also just seems like sports fandom shit. Like, people in sports fandoms are fucking awful and insane and pedantic and concern trolls. I mean, it gets pretty bad in Gaylor, but people are just insane about
it. And because of Ashlyn's position as a goalkeeper, too, there was a lot of goalkeeping wars. Like, Hope Solo fans hate Ashlyn Harris. Ashlyn Harris fans hate Hope Solo. I never engaged in any of that. I love all the goalkeepers.
No, cheer for everybody. They're all in the same team.
I don't have a problem with it. Exactly. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with the listener. I don't have a problem with any, you know, it's just, that's stupid to me. I don't get that, but there is a lot of that. And I think Ashlyn makes herself an easy target at times because of her emotionality and because she just sometimes will clap back. But anyway, so... That was a little bit of a tangent for you, but just to get back.
Hey, I love the texture.
Yeah. So then to get back into the timeline. So then 2015, they again are playing still with the Spirit. That is also when the 2015 World Cup happens. They both make the World Cup roster, win the World Cup together. That was a great whole thing. We'll circle back to some moments during that when we go through the top moments, because there's some good things there. And also a pretty big T-Swift moment. Well, that's a little teaser for later. And then also during 2015 is when the Orlando Pride are announced as an NWSL team. Now, this is of note because Ashlyn is from Florida. And so when this team came into the league, people were like, well, is she going to go there? Like, what's going to happen? Now, when there is a new team that enters the NWSL, there is an expansion draft, which means that the new team can take players from the existing teams, because you wouldn't want a team to come in and then they only get rookies. They don't have any veteran players. You know, that wouldn't work, right?
Right.
So each team is usually allowed to protect a couple players, and then the rest are up for grabs. You know, there's different rules going into that. And it came out before that draft even happened, basically, that Ashlyn was going to be going to Orlando. She had said before this that she wanted to play for her hometown, that would be, you know, she was all excited about that. And so people pretty much did figure out, like, okay, Ashlyn's probably going to be going to Orlando. Is Allie going to go to Orlando? Like, what's going to happen with this? Right? And so Ash ends up going to Orlando as the goalkeeper for them. Allie does not. She stays with the Spirit. Because remember, also the Spirit, that is Allie's hometown. And so she likes playing for her hometown. And it was the first time then that they were going to be playing apart in a while. They'd been on the Spirit together now for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so they're playing apart in 2016 on different NWSL teams. Also in 2016 is the Olympics, the 2016 Olympics. Now, from the time of the 2015 World Cup to the 2016 Olympics, it's clear that Allie is kind of falling out of favor with the national team for literally no reason. I mean, I understand that I am obviously biased. She's my favorite player. Sure. But it literally makes no sense. I could do an entire podcast about the injustices of the Jill Ellis, that was the coach at the time, era. We won't get into that.
We might have to, though, if the people want it.
Oh, if people want it, I can give it to them. But, yeah, there's some bullshit. But anyway, so she's kind of falling out of favor. We're, like, kind of almost like, is she going to even make the Olympics? Like, she's on the bubble. What's going to happen? Ashlyn still hasn't broken into the top of the keepers. Hope Solo's still on the team at this point. Don't really know what's going to happen there. Well, the roster comes out. Allie does make the roster. She doesn't play a lot, but she makes the roster. Ashlyn does not make the roster as an Olympic athlete. She makes it as an alternate. So the difference between the World Cup and the Olympics is that the Olympics roster is a lot smaller. The World Cup roster is 23 players, 3 goalkeepers. The Olympic roster is 18 players, 2 goalkeepers.
Okay.
So there's some cuts made.
I mean, good night. That's not that many players.
No, it's hard. It's hard. Now, this past year, for the first time, they made the alternates actual Olympians. Okay. So going into 2016, if they would have won a medal, Ashlyn would not have gotten one. Now, she still got to travel with the team. The alternates still get to travel. They train. They do everything. They just are not on the game day roster. They're only used if somebody from the game day roster has to be removed because of whatever reason. They get injured.
Probably this year they got COVID.
Or whatever. Exactly. Yeah. So for this year, they I don't know if that'll be just because of COVID or if moving forward they'll keep it the same. I don't know. But anyway, so she makes it as an alternate. And you could tell it was hard. And this was a little bit of a cute, sad moment here where Ashlyn, when the roster's announced, it's not on social media that she does one thing on social media. She likes Allie's post about making the roster, does not like anything else, comment anything else, goes off social media.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. That was
probably a hard day for her.
Yeah. And that's hard.
She's still out there supporting her girl.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a huge thing to be an Olympian. You know, it's like great to play in the World Cup too. Like that is the pinnacle of the soccer championships. But the Olympics are still special. And it's like, and you get to be an Olympian.
Right,
you win, lose, whatever. You're on the roster, you're an Olympian. And so anyway, so they go to the Olympics. They have an absolutely abysmal tournament. Terrible. Get out. They don't even make it to a medal game. They lose in the first round of the knockouts. Or maybe the second. I don't know. I blocked it from my mind. They didn't make it to the medal round. They made it. I think they got eliminated in the quarterfinals. Against Sweden, who's kind of our nemesis a little bit. But anyway, so this is a hard year for them. This is a really hard year for them. And they come back from the Olympics, and you can definitely tell Allie's kind of salty. Some of the stuff she posts, I think she even posted, I'm a bit salty. Like she was at a beach, like a picture at a beach, like salty. it was just complete mismanagement by the coach. But again, that's for a different podcast. But anyway, then during this time, there is a potential separation of the two of them. Now, this is not covered on the timeline because the timeline ends before this, the master post. But there was a point, remember, they're still playing separately. Ashlyn ends up, she was doing a lot of bleaching of her hair at this point, like really bleach blonde, and leading up to this. And it ended up really damaging her hair, like big time. So she had to cut all of her hair off. Well, that's what she says. I don't know if she just wanted to cut her hair or what it was. But so she cut her hair super short, kept it long on the top, but it was like definitely short, like. If she was trying to hide she was gay at this point, you weren't hiding.
There was no more. No. You know, sometimes a haircut, that's all it takes.
Yeah. But at this point also, it was like, I think the timeline stopped at this point because it was extremely obvious that they were together. They just hadn't made no formal statement.
Okay. I've Googled her with short hair. And I mean, she looks pretty good, honestly.
Good, but yeah. Anyway, so there's some changes. So she cuts her hair, and like they're still together, but they're playing apart. So it's hard. Like, we're only analyzing social media. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes, you know, whatever. But there are some sad likes on here. Ashlyn made this sad Instagram post about, like, actually it was a sharing a podcast that Allie's brother had done with his ex about something, and she posted something in there about how, like, it's love is hard or something, just like this different kind of, like, and she's since deleted the post, but it was like definitely like things aren't great. Like, when we saw this, like, a lot of people were like, what is going on? Like, right. Something's not good here. There wasn't a lot of interaction with them. Some sad things liked. Washington Spirit during this time ends up actually going to the championship. They make it to the championship. Ashlyn is not there, but she does wear an 11, number 11 jersey. Remember, that's Allie's number, that says Queen on the back. And it is with a K for Krieger, like Queen with a K, number 11. And, like, make, does make a post about it. And it's her, it's a U.S. jersey, though, not a Spirit jersey. And so people were like, okay, like, so they must still be together, but, like, why isn't she there? That's kind of weird. But people were like, well, they were together for so long, they're probably just still good friends. It's like, okay, maybe. Like, when you're in that kind of a long-term relationship, it's like sometimes you go through ups and downs. Like, it doesn't – I don't know whether they broke up or not.
Right.
So, anyway, Spirit's in the NWSL championship. And then I don't want to talk about it, but they lost. They lose the championship in PKs. So if people don't know what PKs are, this is when you – play the whole game, it's still tied. You play extra, you play a period of extra time, two periods of extra time. The game is still tied, and so then you end up going to penalty kicks, where you just, you get to kick the ball and try to, from the close to the goal, you try to get it in. Whoever's play, most players get it in without the goalie stopping it wins.
It's 10 feet out, right? 10 yards out.
As a goalkeeper, you probably don't want to talk about penalty kicks either. But
I did okay with them, but it's like a free throw, except the goalie is in there. So the goalie has a chance to block you, but it's almost impossible. You just pick a corner, and the goalie picks a corner, and if they don't pick the right corner, you're going to score.
Absolutely brutal. Side note on PKs, Ashlyn, and I don't want to jinx her, knock on wood, has been insane stopping penalty kicks this season.
Yeah.
She has 5 penalty kicks stopped, including the preseason tournament that they did up to regular season. I think in the regular season, she stopped 3 so far, and in that preseason tournament, 2. Like, it's been wild. But anyway, so yeah, so the Spirit ends up losing. This is, like, devastating. I had to turn the game off again. We all know I cannot see my players cry, especially Allie. So I was like, I still have not watched the end of that. When they lost, as soon as they lost, I turned that off. So this is a hard year, you guys, a hard year. But then, end of 2016, there's, a post, they finally post something together. Ashlyn resurfaces in DC, and there's a post of them together. People kind of breathe a sigh of relief. They're like, okay, they worked through whatever it was. And there were some Instagram likes going on about, like, if you're in a relationship, you want to make it work, like, you do the hard stuff, or, you know, just stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So again, we don't know what happened. People speculate there was a down period, whether they actually broke up or they were just having a hard time. I don't know. Regardless, they get back together. They're doing fine. And then at the end of 2016, also in November, actually exactly 1 year after Ashlyn was traded to the Pride, Allie gets traded to the Pride. Now, there is some weird stuff that goes on with this. There was, and again, this, I won't get into all this because it's just gritty details, but there was some drama with the Spirit. She kind of said she didn't know she was going to be traded. The Spirit sort of cleaned house after that loss, and there was some other drama going on because Megan Rapinoe, which also, you could do an entire podcast on that player if you wanted to. I'm not an expert on it, but Megan and Sue Bird has been from the WNBA. That's another sports lesbian power couple for you.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Do you know them?
No, but I want to now.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm not an expert, but yeah, they're another really big one. But anyway, so she was, at this time, she had started kneeling during the national anthem in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. She was actually the first white player to start doing that in any league. And the Spirit basically didn't want her to do that when they came and when her team came and played them, so they just played the national anthem when teams were in the locker room without the teams knowing it. And so the players, the Spirit players, did not like that. And they wrote this statement condemning it, essentially, after the fact, led by Allie, because she was the captain.
Uh-huh. And, love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the owner didn't like that. And so they basically cleaned house after that. There was some just weird stuff going on anyway. I said I wasn't getting into it, and then I did, but sorry. That's anyway, so then she ends up going to the Pride. Now, there's a lot of teams in the league who were interested in her because she was still, you know, I mean, she was an older player, but she was still really good. Like, she's on the best defender list, on the best 11 list. Like, she's still a really good player.
Can I just side note and say, I can just hear the pride in your voice for your girl. Like, I can just tell how proud you are of her, and it's adorable. I love it.
Thank you. I mean, because even though she was not losing favor in the national team, there was no reason to.
Right.
Anyway. But yeah, so a lot of teams were interested. So she didn't know she was going to be traded. But then once she did hear she was going to be traded, she only wanted to be traded to the Orlando Pride because of their grass.
That's mm-hmm. why. Mm-hmm. She said because of the grass. Yes.
So that is a joke because so people always say, yeah, Valley had to go to Orlando because of the grass because she didn't want to play on turf. Well, there's other teams with grass, but the same.
There's only one team with Ashland.
Exactly. So 2017, they both play. They're both playing for the Pride for the first time. Valley at this point has been completely locked out of the national team. She's dropped. She's cut. She lost her allocation. Ashland, though, during this time is still getting called up.
Okay.
This is also during the time where Hope Solo is no longer on the team. We won't get into all of that stuff that went on. That's a huge controversial thing. Basically, U.S. Soccer handled it in the worst possible way that could have ever been done. I'm not going to say Hope Solo is completely innocent, but I also will say she's been villainized to a point that is ridiculous. So,
okay. Anyway. I feel like we might need to start a separate podcast. Like, I'm not even kidding.
There's
a lot to talk about. Anyway.
There's a lot. Okay. So, so Ash is still getting called up. Allie's not. 2018, Allie's still off the national team. Ash is still getting called up. They are both playing on the Pride still at this point. Early 2018, they adopt their doggie, Logan, their first doggie. She's like a King Corso Mastiff, huge dog. Mm-hmm. But it's adorable. Again, they did not come out at this point, but I mean, they're buying it. They have a puppy together. Like, they're clearly living in a house together. Like, it's very obvious.
Right.
Then September, I want to say 16th, it's during that weekend, they get engaged. We know this because when they come back from this trip, Allie suddenly has a huge rock on her finger.
Okay. they're still not out at this point.
No. So again, this is another thing that people were like, "Well, they're probably already engaged. They probably won't say anything when they get engaged. Like, we won't even know. Allie won't wear a ring." And people are like, "You think Allie Krieger's not going to wear a freaking engagement ring?" Like, we'll get to that in another point where she does talk about an engagement. So it just clearly, yes, they're engaged, but they haven't said anything. She's also wearing like a silicone band when they're like practicing and stuff. So like, she's like really like, I'm like getting wiped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happens. Then 2019, again, both still playing on the Pride. And then finally, they do announce their engagement and come out on March 13th, 2019. So that's what, a handful of months that they did not. Now,
and our timeline started in what, 2009?
2010, October 2010 is when they like.
So met. Almost a decade,
yes,
of people following, analyzing. Mm-hmm. Speculating,
yes,
and lo and behold,
yes,
they were all correct.
Yes, and I had to do a double take on because I get like Bleacher Report notifications, and it was one of those that came across my screen. I was like at work, and like I look at it, and it's like soccer stars. I was like, wait, what? I was like, wait, is this like real life right now? Like, what? And then I
that has to be the best feeling in the world.
It was just like, it was like, wow, like, okay, here we go.
And also just like, being happy for them. Like, yes. Oh, yeah,
just like so happy for them on their journey that like this is
right.
And obviously also through the course of this time, like I've realized I'm gay. So it's like nice to like follow. Here's like people that are like me, and like they're getting to be happy and like in a relationship, and it's like fine, you know, like
exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, everybody knew that they were together, but then they make an official announcement. Right. And then also 2019. If 2016 was a terrible year for them, 2019 is an incredible year for them. Yay. So they come out with their engagement. Allie, out of nowhere, after 18 months without a call up to the national team, 2 years and one day after the last time she played, she plays again for the national team. She gets called up in April. And also, I forgot to mention, when she was left off the national team, she was left at 98 caps, which if you don't know what a cap is, it's an appearance in a game. Okay. You get like a special ceremony when you get to 100, It's like this just like big momentum.
Too short.
She was up at 98 caps. Ooh. And we think, oh, she's never going to ever get to 100. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Then she gets called back in. She does get to play. She does eventually get her 100 caps.
Yay!
Oh, it was amazing. Yes. 2019 World Cup roster gets announced, and by some miracle, she makes the roster. They couldn't find any defenders that could replace her. What can I say? So they had to
there
call
you
her
go. That's Jill, your girl.
She had to come crawling back, and I said, okay, yes, I will. So they both make the World Cup roster 2019. They win it together. The last moment of the final, who has the ball at their feet? None other than Allie Krieger, because she got to come into the game because the other defender, who was the starter, Kelly O'Hara, suffered a concussion during the game. So Allie got to come in. She ended up shutting down Denmark, the Netherlands' best player. They never scored. 2-0. U.S. wins. Allie Krieger, last person to touch the ball on the field. So
amazing. I've got chills. I'm getting
her
emotional.
Her story is incredible. Like, I know. Like, it literally, you could, it's like a movie. Anyway, so they win the 2019 World Cup. They adopt their second dog, Storm, in the fall of 2019, and then they get married December 28th, 2019. If people have not watched their wedding video, like, go watch it. It's on YouTube. The amount of stuff that they have shared now that they've come out is just so much. Like, there's this whole video of their wedding. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but I'm gonna go watch it after this. I'll probably share it on the blog.
You need to.
When we get
it'll
this
make
episode
you emotional. It will definitely make you emotional. I think even if you didn't follow their journey, it will make you emotional. Their vows are just, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. They had like different tables at the wedding where all different LGBTQ icons. Their cake was rainbow. Like, they really, when they came out, they're like, we are gonna be advocates now. We're gonna like show people. And her brother Kyle said it in his speech, like, you guys are like a beacon of light to young LGBTQ people who get to see a happy ending, who get to see like that their story can have a happy ending. It doesn't have to end in tragedy.
Right.
And it's like, it's true. So it's just
beautiful.
Cool to see. Yeah. So, so that happens. And then 2020, obviously the pandemic, Orlando doesn't play much. The Pride doesn't play much because the NWSL is not really in. Obviously the NWSL did come back during 2020. They were the first professional league to come back. They had a tournament. Orlando did not play in it because they had a positive COVID test that kept them out of the tournament a couple days before. They had turned out to be, I think, mostly false positive tests, but still it was, they couldn't play in time. So not much there. And then 2021 is the current year we're in. They end up adopting their little baby, Sloan Phillips, February 14th, 2021, which was just a surprise announcement nobody saw coming. That was just a moment. Like, people were kind of throughout the day like, I wonder, is there going to be like a Valentine's post? Like, oh, nobody's made a Valentine's post. And it's like, and then all of a sudden just like,
there's a baby.
There's a baby. There was a little bit of they did a little Taylor Swift Easter egg though, I will say.
Mm-hmm, let's hear it.
I don't think they intended to do it. I think they were just living their lives. But a little bit before they adopted her, like at the end of 2020, Allie started wearing this necklace, and people were like, what is her necklace? There's still some FBI work done on these two, even though they are out. It's
people are just like in the habit of it.
People are in the habit of it. It's yeah. So sometimes people are like, well, what's going on here? And so she was wearing a necklace. People would try to kind of zoom in on it. Like, what does it say? Like, I can't really read it. Like, it's definitely letters, but people aren't sure. Like, what does it say? And then there was somebody who made a joke, like one of the vlogs was like, oh, Sloan coming this next year, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's going to have a baby. Like, they were joking. And then turns out, no, she was wearing a necklace that said Sloan, like months before they had adopted her. So they planted that little Easter egg. They were wearing the Sloan necklaces before they introduced Sloan to us.
We've all got a little Taylor in us, I think.
Yes, we do. And then this year, like I said, they did not make the Olympic roster, unfortunately. In an interview, though, it was kind of a cute moment. Allie said that she was more sad for Ash not making the roster than herself, and that she felt like it was just no disrespect to the other keepers, but that she's been playing incredible, and the fact that she didn't make the roster was kind of like, what the heck?
Right.
So. And yeah, so I just have that they are just living their best life, playing for Orlando. Orlando Pride games are still going. People can watch them. I encourage, if you are interested, go to the NWSL website. It will tell you exactly where you can watch the game, when they are on, and our gals, if you so choose.
Guys, if you're like cleaning in an afternoon or something, we'll try and check out and see when they are and just put some eyes on their teams. Because all of these women's sports need our support.
Exactly. I was going to say that. And the WNBA too. The WNBA just came back. I'm a new WNBA fan. I just started watching like last season. I'm watching this season. And we need to support our women athletes. If you like sports, like support our women athletes, because they do not get the love that they deserve at all.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to try and get better about that. I mean, I mostly watch college and I'll watch the girls like softball or basketball just as much as I'd watch, you know, any of the guys' teams. But I need to check out some like WNBA, some soccer. So maybe we'll maybe I'll post about it. Maybe we'll all like pick a team. I mean,
yeah. And then WNBA too, just go to WNBA.com and you can also they tell you exactly where the games are on there too. It's right at the top of the page. Like you can't miss it. And it's also just like nice to have on in the background. Like a lot of times I'll just put the games on if it's not like if it's Orlando Pride, I'm watching the Orlando Pride and I'm you know, I'm on
the But if you just like the noise of sports. Like
the noise of sports, exactly. Yeah. Or if it's one of the teams, but anyway, that's
I'm going to start doing that.
That's just my little sidebar on that, but
yeah, 100%.
Okay. So that was my condensed, but also a little bit, sorry, I tried to keep it shorter.
No, we're good. Timeline, we're good.
Just to give some context. But then if we want to go back to a couple of like moments here, I've picked a few out.
Yeah. Hit me. Crashin's greatest hits.
Okay. So I'll kind of go in chronological order here. So going back to 2013, when they were playing in Sweden, they attend, and this is also on the, this is on the Master Post, they attend a sports gala, and Ashlyn posts on Instagram a picture of her and Allie and says, "Hi, everyone. This was my date last night at the gala at a Krieger 11. She's pretty cool and in my wolf pack. Wave, Allie." So that was definitely a moment. And this was when I was first coming into looking at it, and I was like, okay, clearly they're together.
Right. I mean, and that's where it's just like,
this was my date last night. Like,
it's just, I mean, this is where it's tough, right? Because she is saying point blank, this is my date last night. But then you have issues where like Harry Styles goes and jokingly tells people that he's dating Louis. And it's like, how do you know which is which?
And that was some people's argument. It's like, well, she wouldn't say that they're on a date if they were. Right. And so it's just
When I hear date, I just think of Diana tweeting date me to Taylor.
Right.
About Taylor.
Exactly. So some things just seem more obvious. So there was definitely a lot of debate about it, this, that, and the other. And there was like a whole like live stream also of them like going to the event and stuff. So people were watching that closely. Are they holding hands? Are they standing next to each other? And again, this is on Sweden time. So like people were like having to find the games to watch, the Sweden games. I was all in. And this should have been a sign. Why are you literally trying to find Sweden live streams of these games? Because
I mean, I feel like I think I made this point last episode, but this is why it's important. It's important. Maybe in an ideal world, we would only talk about out celebs and use that as like representation and use these celebs as a way to understand ourselves, because that's what this is, right? We're like using these celebs and their experiences and their bodies of art or work or social presence to express and understand ourselves. And it's like, this is what the Greeks did with the Greek gods. Right. They kind of learned about themselves as they told stories about these gods. Right. And I kind of that's how I see celebs and, you know, public figures for us. And it's just like you might have not figured yourself out if you didn't have this fandom to come up in.
No, and I really don't know how long it would have taken me because I didn't see any of that growing up. You know, I didn't see anything. And so then here I am a fan of this player. I don't know that she's gay. And then I discover she's gay. And then it's like, you know, then you just start discovering things about yourself. It's just, you know, it's a journey.
Right. And I just I can't like I know that shippers and like gossipers take it too far sometimes. Even I have said things and shared things I regret saying and sharing. I'm, you know, I've tried to, you know, get better at this. But like, I'm sorry, but like the millions of people that see these people and like express like learn things about themselves through, you know, what these people choose to share with us. It's like, that's worth something. It's not just gossip, you know, it's not just talking shit. Like there's something else at play. And I mean, that's really, really true, you know? And I don't know.
No, I
your
agree.
Story is and just a good point of that.
Yeah. And I just think that just also just keeping it, it's not like I'm a lurker too. So that's a little bit different, but I just don't, so I don't ever post anything, but just, I don't think you need to be all up like directly tweeting to the people, but if you're talking to other people like in a fandom about it, like I don't see the harm in that really,
right?
You know,
I agree.
I don't know. But that's just me. But anyway, then we already talked about the birthday. I did have that on here, but I already talked about that. Okay, then this was a funny moment. Okay, this is not on the timeline either, so this, you guys are getting a little inside scoop here. So 2014, well, they're playing on the Spirit on Twitter. I just happened to be on Twitter at the time. I was just like on my timeline, and all of a sudden something popped up, and it was a picture of Allie in a sports bra, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, is this an ad? Like, what is this? And then I see that Ashlyn was the one who had posted it. Mm-hmm. And then 30 seconds later, the post was deleted.
Oh. So
we had an accidental
no
upload to Twitter. And it was clearly like she was posing like for an ad, it seemed. Like, I think maybe Ashlyn was saying, and then she later, like a couple weeks later, posted in the same sports bra. It was an ad, but it was not that photo. It was like a different photo.
That is hilarious. That's making me that kind of those accidental uploads. That's making me think of like In a Shell, like where Leah accidentally tweeted the baby that she made with Diana or whatever, and then like took it down and then had to put it back up be like, haha, I did this as a joke. Yeah. Ugh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So it was just like deleted like 20 seconds later. Like, no, I mean, of course it lives on in the internet. I think if you look hard enough, you can find it. But yeah, that was just like, and I just happened to be on Twitter. It was just like, okay, right. Here's another little moment I pulled that was not on the timeline. But this is a public moment. You can go back and look at the video about it. So during, when they were on the Spirit, and this is again 2014, there was the Spirit before the season started. I think it was while the season was going on. They were like kind of just doing different little videos with their players called Spirit Chat videos. So if you Google like Allie Spirit Chat video, you can watch it. And the coach, Mark Parsons, was interviewing her. And so they're just asking different questions, you know. Well, one of the questions that kept coming up in the other players' things and that Mark really liked to ask people was, which two Spirit players would you want to be on a deserted island with? And sometimes he would ask it that way, or if it was a national team player, sometimes they would ask the national team. But Allie's question was worded, two Spirit players on a deserted island. And so she answers Lori Lindsay, this other player who's on the team. She's also gay. She was out at the time. Not relevant, but anyway. She it said she would...
Like
yeah.
So.
I think 1/3 of the 2015 World Cup winning team, by my account, was gay. Megan Rapinoe has a good quote. You can't win championships without gays. It's science.
Yep.
But anyway, so she says Lori Lindsay because she would make her laugh all day. And then she says, she kind of sighs and she's just like, because sometimes I think people would ask kind of like pointed questions, trying to like basically like leading questions, wanting a certain answer, you know, like right. Clearly people are wanting her to answer yes. So she kind of sighs and she's like, I would have to say Ashlyn as well, because I know she would also make me laugh and probably throw a dance party and keep us all happy. And Mark, the coach, he goes, and probably protect you. And she's like, I was like, yes, they could both go and protect me. Like, actually, I'll put Lori on security. She could probably hunt for you guys as well. And Allie's like, yeah, she's got some big guns. We'll be good. So Coach Mark Parsons,
he's a dark shipper. He's shipping.
Also at the end of that video, this was another one of the analyzing moments, the background noise. They had to sing at the end of the video. And Allie was like, I don't want to sing. Like, I don't know what to sing. Like, she was trying to come up with something. And then you can hear somebody very faintly, if you turn your microphone all the way up and you have your headphones on, saying, gosh. You have to sing. You have to sing. Sounds like Ashlyn. There was a lot of debate. Is there somebody in the background? Is it Ashlyn's voice? What is the voice saying? This was analyzed. I don't even know how long this was analyzed for. So.
Yeah.
There you go. That's one of those little moments. Anyway. Okay, next one. Now, this was a moment, again, 2014. Where people thought that this was a coming out post, legitimately thought that this was a coming out post, and I could see it almost as a coming out post, but it wasn't. So, and this is also on the master post. To Write Love on Our Arms is a nonprofit organization that deals with mental health. Have you heard of them at all?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're a good organization. They help, you know, if you're struggling with depression and things like that. Well, Ashlyn is close with the founder of it, Jamie Twerkowski, I think is his last name. Because they went to high school together and they ended up then, later on, like as adults, they reconnected. And so she's done a lot of work with them. And so she always makes a post, for their like yearly, whatever their theme of the year is. And so she made a post in 2014. So she posts, and you can see it on the master post, is her and Allie with the No One Else Can Play Your Part shirts on. And, I don't know how you, have you seen the photo? Like, they're laying kind of like, on, they're in a hotel, like on, they were at national team camp. So they're in a hotel on like the floor laying, Allie has her eyes shut. Ashlyn has her eyes open. And they like, Allie's like holding onto her arm kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And the post that she wrote is, I am not a success story. My job does not define me. I've learned that I am a part of a very large puzzle. I've been the missing piece in that puzzle at times, lost and confused, trying to find my place to fit into the bigger picture. Through my journey, I've learned that I'm not alone, that I need people, that honest conversations are important, and that without my piece of the puzzle, our picture cannot be complete. My piece is valuable, important, necessary, because no one else can play my part. Why do I choose to support to write love on her arms? Because every day I commit and choose to live. Because my voice matters and because I want to love and be loved. Because she deserves the best and so do you.
Mm.
And so people are like, clearly she's saying she deserves the best.
Like, right.
This is clearly about Allie. Like, she's in the photo. Like, and people are like, people literally were like, oh, this is a coming out post.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a lot going on there.
Yeah. And Ashlyn's been very open about her mental health struggles too, which is, I think, why she like identifies with the organization. But yeah, so that was just definitely a big moment where people like, okay, like, did she just come out?
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah. Yeah, so that one. And then there was another post where people kind of were like, is this a coming out post? Where Ashlyn posts a photo of the two of them and says, the Mac to my cheese. And it's a picture of Allie like whispering in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
And also there was a former national team player commented on it and was like, I don't remember exactly what she posted in the comment, but her name's Heather Bitts. And the comment that she posted was like very like, I don't know if it was like clapping or something. It was like, I think she thought it was like a coming out post.
Oh no. So she's like supporting, like, yeah, yes, girls, you go.
It's funny because she was not on the team anymore, but she was like on when like they first got together. And then like during like when they were posting about their wedding and stuff, like I think Ashlyn in one of the posts she made said something about like, I've been waiting 10 years to marry you or something. And then Heather comments on it and she's like, I've been waiting since the Bahamas for this or something, or wherever, where were they? The tropical location. Like they're basically their first national team camp together. I've been waiting since then for this. So she's definitely a shipper, but yeah, so that was kind of funny. That was another kind of iconic moment. Okay, then the next moment, this is a big one. So 2015, and this is not on this post, which I'm very surprised about. Allie does a video with Kyle, her brother Kyle. Remember, he's like a YouTuber, Instagram kind of personality. Mm-hmm. And this is 2015. They're doing a video about just like, I don't know, it was some questions, like, it was just like a bunch of different questions that they were answering. It was some questionnaire he had. I don't remember what exactly it was. And so one of the questions on it is, what is your favorite journey? And Allie's answer to this question is, my favorite journey is probably the one I'm living right now, of feeling totally confident, comfortable, and free with my sexuality. I feel a bit resistant, I guess, to normative expectations and standards of work and relationships. And I feel like for me, I totally feel more confident now than I guess I was in my 20s. I think this has been a long journey for me, and I don't label myself. It's been a hard journey.
So that is coming out.
That's coming out. And so yeah. People were like, wow, like, okay. So people were like, okay, wow. Not really much was said about this. Like, this was not really, like, clearly she's coming out. She's saying, I'm comfortable with my first sexuality. I don't label myself. People were then, of course, being like, oh, she is gay. And then people were like, she said don't label me myself. So blah, blah, blah. You know, there was a lot of arguing about that.
Right.
And things. But, so the thing with it is it wasn't really talked about after that. Like, she was, like, an athlete ally, which is, like, basically allies of the LGBTQ community, but there's also LGBT community members that are in this organization. It's like within sports. I don't know if you've seen anything on that at all.
I have not.
She was in that. I don't know if she joined that like after this or before this or whatever, but it was not like, this wasn't really treated as like a coming out. Like it was like, she just said this in this random video that she did with Kyle. And then just like fans picked up on it, but it was like not covered at all. Like it wasn't like a full coming out.
Right.
And then after that, I want to say this was for the Olympics, for the 2016 Olympics.
Well, I want to just pause and say, I mean, is that some kind of, that's like a little, like, that's sort of some erasure going on, I think.
A little bit.
Because if she had said, I am bisexual, I am lesbian, if she had said, I am, you know, one of the big sort of common labels, it would have been covered. I would imagine.
Probably.
Like, outlets would have picked it up, you know?
this was also just like a video. He's kind of big on YouTube, but he's also like not like huge on YouTube. So like he posted that he did the video, but also like that wasn't the like nail the video. Like Allie Krieger comes out in the video. It's just like, oh, Allie and Kyle. I don't know what the title of the video is, but it's not. It's just like within the video. You know what I mean? So it's not like it wasn't like this big huge thing that everybody was talking about. But I agree with you. It's like clearly this is a coming out. But then, so for the I think it was for the 2016 Olympics. I do not think it was for the World Cup. A magazine, and I was in some sort of LGBTQ magazine, did this list of out athletes. And Allie was on the list because of this video, was what people thought. Well, of course, and again, trigger warning, L chat, on the L chat. People were talking about it, like, why is she didn't actually come out. Like, she said, don't label me, like, blah, blah, blah. And then,
but that label-free means label of straight doesn't apply.
Exactly.
Right, like, but that's what I'm saying. That's like this erasure that happens online, and it's just like,
yes,
can't we just let people be? Like, she obviously said, like, clearly, the label straight doesn't apply to me because no label applies to me. That's a queer person.
It's a queer person, exactly. So, but so she's on this list, and people were kind of like, well, what? She didn't. They just put her on the list, but she didn't want to be on it, and blah blah blah. There's all this stuff. Well, then shortly after that, like a little bit later, like it was not even a day, like it was within the same day, she was taken off the list. So I don't know what happened. Till this day, nobody knows. She was on this list of out athletes, and then she was taken off of the list. I don't know if she had her publicist remove her, if she maybe came out in this video and then didn't talk about it because she, like, didn't want to actually be out. You know, Ashlyn never made it in any kind of coming out thing after this. Again, like, I mean, they were making a lot of posts together. Like, it was clear that they were together, but they never acknowledged that they were together at this point. Right. So this, to me, is just, like, a perfect example of a moment that I think is relevant to the Taylor Swift and Diana Agron story as well, because it's like,
it feels a little shirt gatey.
Exactly. And it's like, here's somebody who came out clearly, but then is also like not, it's kind of like backtracking, walking it back a little bit, but she's also clearly dating a woman. So I just think to try to say that, I don't know.
I mean, I think it just shows, like, this stuff is confusing, and then you tie in media, and you tie in, like, having a publicity team, and you tie in, you know, public scrutiny into it. Like, just as individuals, it's hard for us to figure out what's going on with our own sexualities. Like, I think that's pretty par for the course for, like, all of us. But then it seemed like she wanted to have this public moment where she shared this on her brother's YouTube channel, but then it seems like maybe there's some regret or hesitancy or confusion about maybe she didn't even feel like she belonged. Maybe this is a community I'm not a part of moment for her, where she said, you know, I don't like a label, but then she felt erased by nobody made a big deal about her coming out. So maybe then she felt like, well, maybe I don't belong on this list.
Because
this reminds me of this issue with Gillian Anderson, where she dated women. She had full on girlfriends. And then she said, I think she came out as bisexual. Then a year or two later, she was giving an interview and she said, well, I am a heterosexual woman. And she was talking about sort of relating to a character. Well, I think what she was trying to say is, like, I have no problem pretending to be attracted to this man, because she's, I think, pan or bi or fluid, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then a few years later, she said, I would date anyone of any gender. And it's just like, it's personal. It's not, people's sexualities aren't for your, like, Wikipedia page that lives inside your head that you assign to them. It's fluid. It's confusing. It changes. Like, and we have to, I think we would, queer people, I mean, straight people, allies should do that. Like, we would do ourselves such a big favor if we would kind of just let people exist a little bit. And not be so worried about, is she bi? Is she a lesbian? Is she pan? Is she straight? Is she heteroflexible? Is she, just let them exist. And I mean, I don't even know exactly how to do that in the right way, except I always say, like, let's give people some space to, like, let's give it, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
Because obviously she is gay or queer.
Right.
She's married to a woman now. So she was
married to a literal woman. But she is also just very, Allie is very private, at least, and especially during this time still. She's obviously, they're a lot more open now. But that during this time and stuff, she was very private person. So I could definitely see her, like, having the courage. And remember, also, Kyle is gay too, her brother. So, like, I think that was a safe space for her to say that. I mean, she could have answered that question in any way she wanted to. Like, clearly she did plan.
She could have said the
this.
Band journey.
Right.
You know, clearly the journey to the Starbucks drive-thru. She could have said anything.
With her national team, whatever. So she clearly wanted to say this, but it was, like, a very safe space. And then I could see her after the fact maybe being like, but I don't want all this attention about it. You know, like, I don't know. She's private. And so I could see her just wanting this to be out there, but not wanting to be full on. And her, and remember, also, there's the other layer to this, that her and Ashlyn are in a relationship and both playing on the national team. So it's not just like she's coming out as gay. It's
there's
like
an HR situation to deal with.
Exactly. So yeah. That makes sense to me, but I don't know exactly what happened, why she was on the magazine and then removed. Like, I don't know what.
Well, like, with the coming out thing, for me, and this is just for me, but I feel like maybe this was something she went through, or maybe I'm just projecting onto it. But again, that's why celebrities are kind of useful in this way, that we can kind of say, well, here's how it is for me. Like, I'm kind of like, even just thinking in this moment, like, I hate coming out to people. I kind of just want people to know.
You guys, yeah. I see people on the blog literally all the time being like, I'm 22 and I feel like I'm so weird. And I'm not trying to like discount you guys, but like, you have time. You're in your 20s.
We're all like,
I'm still not. Like, I'm getting there, but like, I'm still not. And it's like, I don't feel like scared for my safety or anything. Like, that's not why. It's just like, it's just a lot. Exactly. It's a lot. So
it's like uncomfortable to be like,
and grace.
Let me share this, like, I hate sitting there and having the conversation. I'm fine when people know. I kind of almost wish, like, people could just know when they saw me. And, like, this is where, like, signaling comes in. And, like, this is why we do it for each other, you know? Because, like, the conversation's kind of uncomfortable. Because what I'm always worried about is, like, if I tell people, like, oh, like, I'm, you know, I'm not straight. I'm this or that. Like, I always worry that people will say, like, people will construe it as I'm trying to tell them something about my sex life. And your sex life is a different thing than your sexuality.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm not trying to overshare anything. I don't want anyone to think about what I do in bed, but I just want you to know that, like, this is, you know, my identity. And it's just, it's really hard. And it seems like maybe in that moment with the video, it's like she wanted to be out, but she didn't want to have to come out.
Exactly. That's kind of
coming out's hard, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. And so, yeah, so that was that. But I just think that's a really relevant moment when we talk about just the Taylor Swift of it all.
Really. Yeah, for sure.
And then, remember, these people are not even close to the same, like, level of as Taylor,
nothing,
you know?
Compared, and it's still so much pressure.
Taylor is such a mega star that it's like, for her to come out would be like a huge deal. Like, do you know how many people would be like, oh my God, like, she's just deciding to be gay for attention, or she's just deciding to be right now. Like, you know, all the different comments and stuff, there's a lot to it. That I just think we need to give her a little bit of, like,
I've always said, I wish she would come out. I'm pulling for her too, but I'm never going to be mad that she doesn't. Because it's so complicated.
She doesn't owe it to us. She doesn't owe it to us. She doesn't have to do that. Like,
no.
So, but anyway. But yeah, so that's that moment. Another little cute. Did you have anything else to say about that?
No.
Okay. Another little cute moment from that video, though, was that one of the questions was, what is your idea of perfect happiness? And Allie's answer was, having coffee in the morning with the person I love. And her and Ashlyn constantly are getting coffee together, like, all the time. Like, anywhere they city they be in, they'd be getting coffee. So,
right. Okay.
We love that. Okay, now let me try to go a little quicker through some of these other ones, because we do have another big moment to talk about. Okay, so they win the Women's World Cup, and there's a lot of moments during the World Cup celebration and everything. A lot of A-team moments during that. One of them, they go to Good Morning America, and they're coming off of the elevator, and there's kind of like, it's just on their Snapchat, like, because people were all over all of the social media. Like, the inundation of content from that day was just staggering, just on all levels. U.S. Women's National Team level, and then also A-team level. It was a lot. But people were scouring everything. And so GMA Snapchat posted this video of them coming off of the elevator. And you see this little moment of kind of like a side hug from Ashlyn to Allie a little bit. Like, she's kind of like resting her head on her shoulder. And that was definitely a big A-team moment. Allie has said before, too, that she does not like elevators. And so people, I know, again, there was a lot of people in the elevator, so it was like Ashlyn comforting her. I don't know. Was she just tired? Like, who knows? But it was just a cute moment.
Right.
And then, yeah, just so there's just like a lot of little moments from just that whole time. If you go back, I think a lot of them are on the timeline. But a big moment that we have to talk about, obviously, is the U.S. Women's National Team on stage with none other than T Swift
Of course, the cameo we've all been waiting for.
When I say I was losing my mind, like, you know how there's just moments in your life where two of your, like, most favorite things in the universe just collide together, and it's just like, you don't know what to do with yourself because you're just like, is this happening?
Yeah, mine is Taylor gave a surprise show at my college, like a private surprise show.
Oh my
and
God.
And my girlfriend didn't tell me about it because I would have skipped geology class and then probably failed the class because I already had
it. You missed it?
Yeah. And so I didn't go to it, but it's on video and it's really cute. She's like there with Abby. Like she's like, it's so I still hold that close in my heart. But anyway,
that's amazing. That's amazing. Okay. But yeah, so the U.S. women's national team, when they come back from winning the World Cup, they're in New York because they get a ticker tape parade. Like they're just being celebrated. And mm-hmm. Taylor happens to be doing, like, sometimes the universe just lines up.
It does. You know?
But Taylor happens to be doing a show in New York. And I believe it was thanks to Coca-Cola that they ended up converging. I think Coca-Cola set that up because they're mutual sponsors. Don't quote me on that, but I think I heard that.
Makes sense to me.
But anyway, so she ends up inviting them to her show. So they go. So they end up, before the show, they are in the stands and fans are taking videos and whatever. There's another big A-team moment from before the show where it's just a very flirty moment that, like, a fan just... Like, so, again, this is a little bit crossing lines. Like, they were in a suite, and they were just, like, kind of flirty. Like, I don't know what they exactly were doing, but just joking around. And so this video was definitely, like, I mean, I don't want to invoke Kissgate, but it was a little bit like that, you know, where it's like clearly a fan's taking this Grady photo, but it shows up and people are like, oh, my God, like losing their minds.
And it happened at the Taylor show.
At the show. But it wasn't like a kiss or anything. It was just like a very flirty like moment.
Right.
But anyway, so then they go on stage with Taylor and celebrate the World Cup win. And then when they walk off the stage, whose hands is Taylor holding? Can you tell us?
Is it Ashlyn and Allie?
It is.
Of course.
So, and now I did a little bit of a deep dive on this just before we started on here because I was like, okay, I really want to analyze this video. Like, is this a coincidence? Is it not? Like, what's all the information I can remember from this time? And I racked my brain. And so I remember at the time that a girl on Tumblr went to a game after the fact. This was like a couple months later when they were in Florida. And the players, she met the players at a Starbucks. There was a bunch of players there. And so they knew there were fans there. They were talking about stuff, whatever. One of the players, Heyo, I think we talked about her in the first part of this. Mm-hmm. She's just a national team player. She was talking to some family and friends that were also at the Starbucks. And she overheard, and again, this is just me going off of memory of what I remember reading on this post, that she was talking to some of the friends and family about when they met Taylor Swift. And she was just talking about how nice Taylor was and everything and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she said that they were just asking her about, like, well, what did you guys do, whatever. And I remember her writing that Heyo said that they got to meet Taylor before the show and they were going through what they were going to do. And Taylor showed them with nail polish bottles backstage where they would all be walking and standing and whatever. So I remember reading that about the nail polish bottles and whatever. So I'm thinking, like, I don't know. Was she just being general with the nail polish bottles? Or was she literally like, Allie and Ashlyn will walk off stage with me? I don't know. I don't think she would have known that, like, she's not really that big of a fan of the team. I don't think she would have known they were together. But then once they were there, though, then she would have definitely known. Like, they weren't hiding it on the team.
Right. And if they were, like, being flirty for even fans to see, Taylor surely saw them.
Exactly.
And then the other thing is, Taylor, when she has somebody, I feel like she deep dives. There's this guy, Spencer Pratt, who I talk about a lot because he's like a huge Swiftie. Huh. He was a reality TV show. He's like on the Hills.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's like a big Swiftie. And she had him to Rep Tour. And when he got there, she was like asking him, like, oh, how are your hummingbirds and stuff? Because that's his big thing. So her assistants go and look into these people so she can be polite and make them feel welcome and make them feel important to her because that's how Taylor is.
Yeah.
And you wonder, like, surely she knew they were together and she held their hands.
So here's another moment. So, okay. So Allie also just last year during the pandemic did an interview with the Orlando Pride, and the Orlando Pride social media manager is a huge Taylor Swift fan. So they were talking about Taylor Swift. And she was asking Allie about when they got to meet her. And Allie said that they went backstage. They got to meet her before the show because they had to go. And she said, we discussed what we were going to do. Actually, Ash and I ended up holding hands with her on the way back off the stage. Mm. And then she goes on. So I don't know. Like, does that mean you just ended up doing that? Or was that what you discussed you were going to do, Allie? Like, it's so hard to say.
We'll never know. We'll
and then I was analyzing the video and I was like, does it look like that Allie's like stepped to the side kind of? Is she waiting to hold her? I don't know. So we'll never know. It's possible.
I'm going to choose to believe that Taylor purposely said, oh, are you two the girlfriends? I want to hold hands with you guys.
Can I also just say that they were not like the faces of the team, like at all? Ashley's right. literally the backup goalkeeper. Like,
right. Why is she holding her hand? No. Goalkeeper. She did it. She did it on purpose because she wanted to be a little gay daisy chain of hand holding.
I know. I'm just like, why? But it's also like, is it just a coincidence? It could be, you guys. But I want to choose that it was on purpose. I want
to choose. At some point, you just get to choose what you believe, especially if it's something that we're never going to know the truth about or not. Like, it's nothing that's ever going to like come out or not. We just choose to believe she did that on purpose as gay, unity.
Otherwise, it's just the universe doing an amazing coincidence for us all. But yeah, I'm going to choose it's true. But also in that interview, Allie went on to say that about Taylor. She was so humble and sweet and kind and generous. She's amazing and so sweet. I can't say enough good things about her. So just, they clearly did have a really, I mean, that's just how Taylor is. I've never heard really anybody say anything about Taylor that's like, and I met her once too. I'll say the same. But anyway, so then also another time they got to meet Taylor was after one of the award show, the VMAs in 2019. Because so Alex Morgan, who is like one of the faces of the national team, I think her and Taylor are they've like sat together at some other award show or something. Like
they're like buddies.
And Alex Morgan's number is 13, so they're definitely so they're like buddies, quote unquote, you know, like celebrity. I don't think that they actually like talk all the time or anything, but like they've talked on social media and stuff. And so Alex Morgan, Allie Krieger, and Ashlyn Harris, they all play for the Orlando Pride, and they were all at the 2019 VMAs doing some after the World Cup win, announcing somebody. Well, Taylor invited them all to her after party after the
fact. Yeah.
And there is just such a gay photo of Taylor with literally Allie, Ashlyn, Hannah Hart from YouTube. Also gay. And then just like, it's just like this, I'm just like, why are you with all these gays? And then of course there is like some other people who are straight in the photo, but I'm just like, you literally found all the gays and we're like, let's take a photo.
Right.
Now Alex Morgan's not. Alex Morgan is straight, but or at least married to a man. So we don't know.
Yeah.
She was shipped with a gay player. She was one of the original ships. If you go back to the first one to listen to. But
I feel like we could just have any like big gay public figure episode, and every episode whoever we're talking about would wrap up and be like, and here's when they hang out with Taylor Swift, like she just is always surrounded by gays.
So that's just that, and just I just think about that sometimes, or just watch that sometimes. I'll go back and just watch them on stage with her and just be like, how did this happen? And I was visiting my friend at the time too, like I was out of town and I was like not on social media at all, and then all of a sudden like we were about to like go to bed and I was like looking, just checking social media real quick, now my head was literally exploding. I was like, what has been happening tonight? What?
Yeah
Oh, it was just a moment, but anyway, I'm waiting now that they didn't make, you know, the Olympic roster. It's like, really, they're probably not going to make another tournament roster. You know, like I'm waiting today. Carly Lloyd announced her retirement from the national team. That's a big announcement there. Mm-hmm. She was an older player, but I'm just waiting for them to kind of make that announcement. I mean, I'm going to be sad about it, but I hope they keep playing on the Pride for a little longer and the result team. And you guys, the Pride is like doing okay this year. Like we were number two in the league for a while. We're down at 5-4 right now. Top five make the playoffs. There's 9 games left. We need an NWSL championship. I need Allie to at least get an NWSL championship. She doesn't have an Olympic medal. She's got the World Cup, 2 World Cup golds. She won the Bundesliga in Germany. It's like a very prestigious European league. She's got that title. She needs an NWSL championship. Please.
We got to bring it home for her.
We've got to. So, yeah, that's it. Hopefully I didn't miss any moments. If there's any A-team fans out
there, I'm sure
there's probably a moment I missed, but those are some of the highlights.
Amazing. That was so much fun. Well, thank you so much. Go ahead and plug where people can look up to watch their games so we can support these girls.
NWSL, NWSL Dot com. And they've got the schedule on there. They'll tell you where to watch. If the game's currently on, there will be like a link to it. So that's where you want to go. It'll tell you exactly what to do. You do need a subscription for the Paramount Plus games, but the Twitch games you don't need. And some of them are on just regular CBS or CBS Sports. You just have cable, you can just watch it right on there.
Yeah. And go give the girls a follow on Twitter, on Instagram, like that. Even if you're not super into it, that boosts their numbers, that boosts their engagement. Mm-hmm. That means like if they want to go get a deal with Nike or Adidas or something, that helps them get a better deal, or that helps them get that deal. Yeah. So like, let's support our own, you know, let's support our girls. And I think we're going to have to do another WOSO episode to talk about the other gay drama.
If anybody has any questions, you know, if they want to send in or something, if you want to, you know, I can always answer more. You know, some of this is going back a few years now. I am, you know, having to reach back into my brain to remember some of this stuff, but I was around for it, so I remember a good deal of it.
Yeah, I think we had to keep some of the WOSO content coming because it's great, and you're an amazing historian.
Oh, well, thank you. But yeah, and WOSO is very, very gay. There's a lot of new gay kind of couplings been out in the... I saw somebody on the blog talking about Sam Kerr, Christy Mewis. Man, that's Sam Kerr. There's a messy B right there.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have to talk about them in our next
Christy
episode.
Christy Mewis' ex, Rachel Daly, a messy B. So that's a little teaser for you. There's a lot of gay in WOSO.
Well, and here's the point I want to go out on, is that you said something like one third of the U.S. national women's team.
By my calculations, not all of them explicitly out, but
very clearly queer.
Yeah.
So only in regular populations, it's hard to know 100%, but right now the best number they have is 3.5% of adults in the U.S. identify as lesbian, gay, or bi in that umbrella, and then also 0.3% identifies as transgender. Then you have an entire 33% of this team. So, like, obviously these populations are self-selecting, and there's, like, a selection bias. And guess what? The same thing happens in Hollywood. Gay women are drawn to like playing sports. That's something we do. My football team was like probably 50%, if not 70% gay women. Hollywood's the same way. So I feel like that's a really good point. You have 30% of the U.S. national soccer team, women's soccer team, being gay. Like, Hollywood's the same way. It's all the theater kids. It's like you got all the sporty butch girls and the sporty girls.
People aren't explicitly like, I'm a lesbian, only a lesbian. Right. You know, like, there's a lot in between there. I mean, I think even Ash has said she doesn't, like, has said before she didn't label herself or said something to that extent. And so it's like, but clearly they're both married to a woman, like they are, and they've been referred to as lesbians before. They don't correct people, but it's like, the label, like, just don't stress about the label so much. I think that it doesn't need to, if somebody prefers a certain label, then surely, you know, respect that.
Well, let's respect that, but just go live your life.
Just go live your life.
And keep in mind that, like, these populations that we talk about, we're not talking about, as I think Kara on the Patreon put it once, like an accounting firm in Ohio. We're talking about these self-selecting, heavily queer populations. So when you have Demi, Miley, Lady Gaga, you know, Halsey. Selena, Halsey, like, all these people are either out or Katy Perry. I mean, so it's like, okay. Yeah. Haley Kiyoko, of course. Yeah. I feel like that's a good point to go out on. It's like, sometimes the populations are kind of self-selecting. So anyway, Tori, amazing job. Thank you so much for joining us. Guys, if you enjoy this content, you can come support me on Patreon at What I Will Say. Just search it on Patreon, you'll find it. And of course, if you have any comments, you can come let me know all about it on Tumblr. You can follow me on Tumblr at What I Will Say, and we'll have some WOSO content. I've got a WOSO tag I try and use if something's up playing, you know. And with all that said, please stay safe in 2021. Please get vaccinated in 2021. Yes. And please be kind to yourselves.
Yes, agree.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys, it's Cam here after the fact, and we had a couple notes for you. So, this isn't in the main episode, but in 2014, Allie posted the lyrics to I Know Places as a caption on a photo on Instagram. And Tori says she always associated the song I Know Places with the A-Team or Crashland, and so that was a cool moment. And she also wants to comment that perhaps it adds to the legitimacy of that being a queer song. Here's a woman who is in a semi-secret queer relationship with another woman, identifying with the song and posting lyrics from it. And the other note is, if you want to support the women's soccer, the website is nwslsoccer.com. I think during the pod we said something else, but check out nwslsoccer.com If you want to watch their games, it'll give you a schedule. It'll give you links to follow. So please do that. Let's support our girls. And yeah, everybody stay safe out there. Bye.